Okay. So Ein Chet Omud Beis. So Omer Bichanina. Hashotek Almanat Lemekat. If the husband hears an eder and he is silent in order to
get his wife,
agitate her. Mekat might
be. Why would anyone do that?
Yeah. So in the old days, things were different.
You spoil chocolate?
In the old days, Mekat might be Milashon Ktata. Right? To agitate her. In other words, normally, if the man is silent, what is that? He's agreeing. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't exercise, hasn't exercised his rights, so then it is hekim. It stands. Now the Ran says, I've been referring to that as the pocket hakama, like the pocket, the opposite of the pocket veto, right? In other words, when the president, soon to be President Trump, when the president gets a bill, he can either sign it or veto it, or do what's called the pocket veto, meaning the absence, it's the opposite of hakama. The absence of doing anything, then meaning the when the president neglects to sign the bill, it doesn't pass. Without his signature, it doesn't go. Right? That's called the pocket veto. It's less veto than right. But here it's the opposite. The pocket hakamaz, if he does nothing, then it becomes mikuyam on its own. So the Ran reads it slightly differently. The Ran says that the shtika, generally speaking, is a form of hakama. Meaning, the Torah gives the husband rights over his wife's nedarim. The assumption is, the default is, that he allows her to take nedarim. And it's really a case of speak now or forever hold your peace. Silence is assent. But here, Omer Bichanina, Hashotek Almanat Lemekat, he's silent, not in order to telegraph his tacit approval, but he's silent in order to
cause her a little
Agmas Nefesh. Why? She takes a ned there, and he doesn't say anything, so she's Bahamtana. Meferah filu mikan va'ad asara yamim. He can be made for it at any point after that. Lav dafka 10 days specifically. 10 days might be just an expression for... Yeah.
Which essentially basically says that there's no longer any time that is up for that. He could always say that he was just doing it because...
She deserved what?
She took a difficult netter on herself. He doesn't agree with the netter that she took. I said, you really think you can abstain from chocolate? Let's really see. So, 10 days from now, but what was exactly in his mind is a huge variation in what's going to actually be in his mind. Probably not going to say the exact words. I want to make it. So you can always say, 6-7 days later, Mayfair Netta. I was just doing it.
So what do we mean by Yom Shamo? And until now, we've understood that his rights to up or down are on that day.
Yeah, it seems to, in this case...
So he was saying he has up to 10 days.
So either you can say this is an exception to the rule that we've been working under for the past 15 amudim.
Or
this is a caveat to the rule. of Yom Shamo'. But if that's the case, how do you understand it?
What do you mean, how do you understand?
How do you understand this idea that he can exercise his veto rights 5, 6, 8, 10 days later?
It's just a different case. I mean, I heard it, and, you know, he's normally got to the end of the day. The fact that he's holding on to it begrudgingly, he's not really, in his mind, he hasn't accepted it. He hasn't been, what's the word?
Mekayim. Well, either Mekayim or Mayfair.
Right. So in his mind, he's, I would be Mayfair, but I'll show her. It's a different status than...
You might be close. That still means that Yom Shamo is not exactly what we thought it meant.
Okay. If I'm understanding this correctly, maybe I'm assuming, I'm erring on the side of goodness here. It seems to me as if you have a wife who doesn't really fully understand the power of the neder. And the husband says, okay, listen, I tried to talk to you, explain to you whatever, it didn't work. Now we're going to do the hard work. You made a stupid neder, you got to live with it. And then you'll understand the power of the neder, or what it means to actually take a neder and the words you took. Now, when it says that, it could very well be that in his heart, who may fear, let's say
it.
But he doesn't tell her. He goes up to his friend, listen, my wife made a neder, I vetoed it.
Even if he doesn't tell his friend.
Right. Even if he doesn't, let's
because if he tells his friend, then that really is hafara.
No, one second. So let's say he goes up to his friend, or he goes up to the rabbi, or whatever it is, and he tells him, listen, my wife made a neder, I didn't feel it. But between us, I have a problem. My wife keeps making a dolem. She doesn't understand. So let's disavow the thing. But let's not tell her. Let's not tell her so she really understands what it means to make a neder. And that can go on to 10 days.
It's like an I Love Lucy episode.
Right. It's like it could go on for whatever. But in reality, it's like in his heart or physically, whatever it is, he was made for it.
Right. So I think you were closer when you say in his heart he was made for it. If he tells the friend, hefartila, or ani mefirla, then it's a hafara like any other hafara.
You don't have to tell the wife.
Keep the numbers, nonetheless, if you tell the friend.
But
no, why wouldn't you want to tell
but
his
maybe
wife?
This is what Shalom wanted to say. I saw it in your eyes. You didn't actually say it, but a moment ago you were about to say something. I think this is what you were going to say. Hashotek al menat lemekat means he's mefer belev. He just doesn't tell her. That's what the shtika is. So she has to have this weak experiment where a week later he can say, aha, now you know. So look at Rashi. Ashotek al manat lemekat. She'eno shotek kedei lekayem haneder. Normally, shtika kehakamadami. Ella, but here it's not like that. Ella. She'oseh k'dei lahaknita ulahochicha, to agitate her or to lahochiach,
to prove
a point. K'dei shelo targil od b'nedarim shehi svura shu shotek al menat l'kaimo. She thinks he was Mekayim. Why does she think he was Mekayim? Because generally, in most cases, in the last 15 Amudim, we saw generally Shtika is Hakama. But here, it means something else. It was to, I love Lucy, her, to teach her the lesson, to set her. And this is therefore connected to the question of, can you have a hafara belev? So when it says he can be mayfair in another 10 days, when was he mayfair?
When he heard it.
Today. Because en kazed davar.
He didn't want to tell her yet.
En kazed davar.
He doesn't have to tell her ever.
He doesn't ever have to tell her.
But in any way, right, we learned always that he never has to actually tell
her. Right. So therefore, I was correct. Wasn't I correct? This is what you wanted to say? That really this is not a question about can he be mefer in 10 days. It's not a question about whether or not Yom Shamo has an exception to the rule. It's a question of does hafara belev work? Why would you think hafara belev doesn't work?
Nobody knows. He hasn't told him.
Except we learned
well, we did see a case by Shabbos where the Gemara wanted to suggest that you can't really do, or you shouldn't do a Farat Nedarim on Shabbat. But since you're limited by the time, right? So if you don't, if you're not Mefer on Shabbat, you're going to lose out your right to be Mefer on Motzei Shabbat. So then, what's the suggestion? What's the patent?
He thinks it.
Not exactly. You do have Hafara B'Leiv, but what do you have to do in addition? You have to do some kind of act. Nishab is Geret. You have to do some kind of act that demonstrates that you are. You don't hold from the neder. She takes a neder against chocolate, you hold a piece of chocolate, and you say, eat it. Right? And that act itself, together with the Hafara B'Leiv, is enough to extra. Here. What? As the Gemara suggests that, but we reject the idea. So here, you don't have any of this kind of externalized act. Adarabba, if he were to externalize it, she takes the neder against chocolate, and he says, ah, Fred, listen to this one. She thinks she's going to go the whole week without the chocolate. Right? Yeah, I will show her. And this is the episode where Ethel and Lucy go off to work at the chocolate factory. So, not only have we accomplished, not only have we really covered more ground in Nedarim than we did in Nevi'im Masechta, we've also managed to pack in more references to popular 50s and 60s and 70s television. Yeah. So
with a lot less Star Trek.
A lot less Star Trek. No, you know why? What do we have? We had a lot of because this is husband and wife. So we had all of the Isle of Lucy's, and we had the Gilligan's Islands, and we had a Brady Bunch or two or something. You know, this
get
is
smart,
right? Yeah, get smart. So somebody will have to write an index. Or since you have the tape, we made the tapes for you, Ben. You'll go back. You'll re-listen to all the tapes. I think there's about 42 shiurim. You'll listen to all the tapes, you'll index them, and you'll cross-reference them to the IMDb. And so here there's no externalized act. Because Adarabba, if she were to take the neder against chocolate, and he were to say, eat this Hershey bar, right? That would indicate to her, she would know that he was Mayfair. He would know that she doesn't want the net there. So here, in order to teach the lesson, he has to let her think that it's whatever. So when the Gemara says, Ad Asara Yamim, really it could be 10 years, right? You can say, ah, all this time you thought you had this net there? Really, you never did.
This is a side question. Normally, she makes a net. She likes to make nedarim. She makes a lot of nedarim. Normally, they make sense. There's no complication, whatever. And the husband always says, "Ah, no problem. Yes, dear, no problem." But finally, she makes a neder. It's like really off the wall, and he just looks at her. He doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. But by the mere fact that you do something different. Doesn't that automatically...
Well, from the mere fact that what?
The mere fact that you do something different, you're not saying anything. So normally you would say something.
I don't know. No,
you do something different. Does that automatically...
In other words, it could be that this husband, it could be that you, anytime your wife makes a ned there, you automatically say Mayfair. Right? And it could be that you, every time your wife takes a ned there, since your wife is the boss, you say, yes, dear, whatever you say, make him. And it could be that you never say a word because your wife has you so henpecked that you never open your mouth. Right? So she takes a ned there, it's de facto make him. The fact that you always, that each of you always act in one way, doesn't mean that if once you change your habit, you...
Okay.
Right.
Also, anyway, there's no reason to assume that this is a wife that makes frequent.
It could be once off. It could be, there's no.
This was nice, but.
It was just as a side question.
So then look at the Rashi goes on. Afilu mikan ala sara yamim, yachol lahefer, ho'il velo hayadato lekayem. Normally, shtika kehakamadami. But here, his shtika had a different kavana. His shtika was to teach a lesson. But the Gemara is aware of Shalom's question. Can you have hafara belief? This only works, Rabbi Chanina's halacha, and we're not sure if this is the halacha l'maisa, it's Rabbi Chanina's halacha, we're not sure if this works, because can you have hakama belev? We know you can have. But what about hafara? How do you know you can have hakama belev?
Because if you
don't do anything, it's hakama, right? But here, can you have hafara belev? So the Gemara is not so sure. Motiv Rava. Ematai Amru, in what case did we say the following? Now this is a brisa we've seen before, more than once. Ematai Amru, in what case do we say the following? Metabal Nitrokna Rishut La'av. Remember the sugi of Nitrokna? When you have a Na'ara Mirasa, in the previous parak, you have a Na'ara Mirasa, whose the father and the husband have rights in partnership. But if the husband, now this is before they're fully married, it's only after Erusin, but before Nisuin, if the husband dies, when do we say that the rights go back exclusively to the father? Bizman Shalosh Shama Habal. Oh, in other words, she takes a neder. On the same day before the husband's done anything, the husband drops dead. This poor Na'ara Mirasa. When do we say that the father now has exclusive rights? If the husband... Here, follow, if we had a blackboard, we'd write it out. Shalosh Shama Habal. So therefore, what's the status of the neder at this moment? It's still up in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheshama Vishatak. Because Kol Od, he hasn't said anything until the end of the day. It's still
out there.
Oh, Sheshama Vehefer, the Mate Bo Bayom. Aval, Shama Vekiem. But if he hears it and he rubber stamps it. Oh, Sheshama Vishatak Vemate Biyom Shelacharav. Meaning,
24 hours already passed.
He gave it a pocket. He gave it the pocket Hakama. Ein Yechol Lahafir. The father now is stuck. The father can't take any action.
She made the nether. He heard the nether. And which is the one case?
No, in other words, Ematai, go back. Ematai Amru Metabal Nerokna Rishut La'av. One. Bizman Shalosh Shama Habal.
If it's near, then it goes to the father.
It goes back to the father. Oh, Sheshama Vishatak.
In which case it was good.
Meaning now, no action has yet been taken on this neder. Oh, Sheshama Vehefer Vemet Bo Bayom. All of those go back to the father.
What's the logic of Vemet Bo Bayom that it goes to the father?
We talked about this, I think, at some length earlier.
Because 24 hours hasn't passed, so you still have that window.
Because he could have still, even if afterwards,
you still have that window of opportunity for 24 hours. For that day, you still have that window of opportunity.
Aval, Shama Vekiem. But if the husband hears about it, is Mekayim, and then drops dead, the neder stands, the father can't do anything. Oh, Sheshama Vishatak Vemate Biyom Shalacharav. On Tuesday, she takes a neder. He hears it, does nothing, drops dead on Wednesday. So that means, when did the neder come into full force? Tuesday at Shkia. Between Tuesday and Wednesday, Biyom Yom Shlishi Yom Revi'i. And therefore, it's like any other neder that she goes back to her father's house with. Oh, Sheshama Vishatak Vemate. In those cases, the father gets her back with the neder intact, and he can't do anything. What does this braisa imply? Remember, this braisa is a metve. It's an attack on the halacha of Rabbi Chanina.
I didn't understand the case of Shema Vehifer Umeit
Bubayo. Yes, skip over that for a second.
So it comes and attacks Rabbi Chanina because it says the shtika doesn't work.
Well, you have to clarify that.
If he was quiet on that same day, okay,
then the neder is...
Then they're still up in the air.
No.
The neder stands.
If
she makes he heard it, but Tuesday, he didn't do anything
he
about
dies
it.
On Tuesday, even though he hears about it, he doesn't do anything, and then he dies, and it's still all the same day.
There's no scenario by which shtika is hafara. Shtika, by definition, is hakama. There's no havamina here. Maybe he heard the neder, and he was mefir belev, and then in that lave that had the hafara, there was a cardiac arrest in that lave. And therefore she goes back to the husband,
to the father
under this cloud of shtika, but that was the shtika of hafara and not the shtika, and he was doing it
but how would she know that?
But why don't we say there's at least a havamina that the neder was mufar belev, and therefore we don't know,
because if we hadn't learned this Rabbi Chanina, we would have said such a thing doesn't make sense.
Seder. But since Rabbi Chanina said this, we're going to come out with it with all guns. We're going to bring every brice that we learned along the way to show en kazeh davar shtika kehafara. Hafara belev. Look at this brisa. It doesn't even imagine such a possibility. So Rabbi Chanina, how do you account for that?
The biggest proof you have is that if it was the following day, the window is already closed. It doesn't make a difference. And according to Rabbi Chanina, you got all the time in the world.
According to Rabbi Chanina, in Rabbi Chanina's case, the husband's still alive to... Ricky Baruch Hashem is alive and well in Rabbi Chanina's case, but it doesn't have to be.
Ricky can be alive, he can be there, he can be out of the picture, it's making a difference. According to Rabbi Chanina, he was made fair and alive, you have all the time in the world. And according to his writer, let's assume he was made fair and alive, but he dropped it the day afterwards, and we don't know for sure, he's not around to clarify that, well then it doesn't count. And she's stuck.
Right.
So
Gemara
says, it doesn't count.
The Gemara says, "My lav b'shotek al menat lemekat, lo b'shotek al menat lekayin." Right. In other words, since the brisa doesn't specify the intent. And there's all these different categories. In the Braisa, there are these five different cases. In none of them does the Braisa specify what the intent of the silence is. So maybe Havamina, maybe it would be even silence, not silence lahakim, ela silence lemekat, silence which is really hafara. No. Ihochi hainu o shama v'kiyem ela b'shotek stam. In other words, Rabbi Chanina says, no, look, in other words, Rabbi Chanina is aware that his case is Yotzei Dofen. So it's true, you can bring me a whole catalog of cases. And even I, Rabbi Chanina, will admit that those cases, when it talks about Shotek, it's Shotek Stam, it's the normal case. I admit that my case is an abnormal case of Shtika. But the fact that it's abnormal doesn't mean that it doesn't exist in diagnostic terms, right? You have a sense of what's normal. You encounter something that's abnormal. The fact that it's abnormal does not mean that it can't exist. It just means it's not, I mean, in your case, it means it's generally not healthy. Although even there, not always. You know. Right?
It's one in a million, and then that one just walks through your door.
If you're the one,
you're the one.
Whatever.
What do they say in diagnostic rules? If you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras.
Most common thing.
Right? But that doesn't work if you're in the zebra park. So now here's another attack. The motive of Chizda, Chomer behekim mebehefer. Behefer mebehekim. In some regards, hakama is more machmir than hafara, meaning it requires a higher level of scrutiny. There's a stringency in hakama that's lacking in hafara. And on the other side of the coin, there are stringencies in hafara, in the way that hafara is executed, that are lacking in hakama. How? Chomer behekem. Here we are, the last amud coming into the home stretch. Ayin Ted Omer Aleph. Chomer behekem shehashtika mikayemet ve'ein shtika mivatelet. Silence for the purposes of nedarim, silence is assent, but silence cannot be an agent of hafara. Or boom. How is this b'raisa an attack on Rabbi Chanina?
Because
basically it says fairly explicitly that there's no such thing as hafara b'lev.
Right.
But the b'raisa, having introduced the b'raisa continues. You know how it is with the b'raisa. You bring the whole thing, even though you only really need a part of it for the purposes. And the b'raisa as a whole, might get, like a Mishnah, right? Like a Mishnah might have a resha and a seifa, or a resha and an emtsa and a seifa, or a resha to resha and an emtsa and a seifa and a seifa to seifa, right? So a b'raisa is built the same way. When you bring the very, very, not always, very often when they bring a meisveh, you know, so a meisveh is an attack from a Tanaitic source. A Mishnah, a b'raisa, Tosefta. When you bring the source, the Gemara has a habit of quoting the whole source, even though really for the purposes of the attack, you only really need one aspect of it. Why might they bring the whole source instead of just the one element that they need?
Taking something out of context?
Maybe.
Or because the Gemara likes to go off on tangents anyway, so...
Well, I would say probably not. It's probably the reason they quote the whole source. And asterisk, they don't always quote the whole source, but in this case they do. Is because in preserving oral traditions, it had more integrity to quote the whole source, even if you didn't need the whole source. Right. Having quoted the whole source, sometimes the Gemara will then go off on a tangent on the Seifa of the... So here we only need the Reisha of the Brisa. But having quoted the Seifa as well in order to keep the whole thing together, right? You know, like this happens all the time. Like people want to borrow... I have an extension cord on my lawnmower, meaning I have an extension cord that I only use with my lawnmower, and it stays inside the basket so it doesn't get lost. Somebody come to borrow my lawnmower, says, I have an extension, I don't need your extension cord. I say, you know what, take it, because if it gets left laying around here, It'll go walking away. I'll never find it again. It's easier just to keep it all together so that you don't lose a piece of it. Even though the person that's borrowing it, the person that's bringing it here as a source, doesn't really have a need for it. But it's sometimes better for the integrity of the whole thing to keep it all together instead of letting the pieces go. So that's why they might quote a whole. Having quoted the whole thing, the Gemara will sometimes say, since you've come to mention it, since in this sefer there's this other point, let me say something about it. And then we're going to get off the track, and then the Gemara might say, 30 lines later, gufa, meaning?
Reset.
We've gotten off track, now let's go back to where we really were in the conversation. So, but the Braisa essentially is saying, there's no such thing as Hafra Balev. That sounds like a refutation of Rabbi Chanina. But the Gemara goes on, the Braisa goes on, Kiyem Balibo, Kiyem. Hefer Balibo, Eno Mufar. Okay, this is all still relevant to our process. Kiyem, Ein Yechol Lahafer. If you were Mekayem, as the husband has one at bat, right? If he was Mekayem, and he changes his mind, tough out of luck. Hafer, Ein Yechol Lahafer. And vice versa.
Can't change his mind.
Yeah, she always take the netter again, though.
He knows that he's passively being make him.
Yeah.
He looks at this and, did you see that sunset today?
Does that mean that he also can't?
Yeah, it was nice.
Just Billy Bob.
I didn't remember. He also can't pictures.
Change his mind. Beautiful. and make.
That's a different question. If he was Mekayim Billy Bob and then changes his mind. Or, according to Rabbi Chanina, if he was Mefer Balibo and he changes his mind. I don't know, we'll have to see. Ketani Shehashtika Mikayemet My Lav Beshotek Almanat Lemekat. So when we said that Shtika is Mikayemet, what about the Rabbi Chanina variety of shtika, where he's shotek for a very different purpose? Ketani shashtika mikayemet, my love, b'shotek almenat lekaye lemekat lo. B'shotek almanat l'kayem haynu kiyem b'libo. Kiyem. If he was mekayem in his lev, it's mekuyam. Ela b'shotek stam ashki. Right? B'shotek stam. B'shotek stam, that's what we're talking about. And that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Again, the same type of response. It says, ena chinami, I know what you're talking about. But this is the zebra, not the horse. When the Bryce is talking about shtika, it's talking about normal shtika. It's not talking about my type of shtika, which is a different type of shtika altogether, and maybe that type of shtika can be hafer abalev.
He's quiet. Okay. If you tell me that he can't be Mefer Balev, alright, it doesn't make a difference why he's quiet. The mere fact you're quiet shows that you're allowing the nettle to go forward. Doesn't make a difference what your reasoning is behind it. Because it can't mean anything else. Because you can't be Mefer in your heart.
Except according to Rabbi
Chanina. Unless according to Rabbi Chanina, you can be.
Just as a technical question.
Yeah.
The one person who I could say would be allowed to be Mefer in his heart would be a person who can't talk.
So we saw this. So right. Maybe such a husband... abandons his, he does not have the right.
Or he has to do some kind of, or unless you saw it, that you have to do some kind of an act. So if you tell me, I don't have to say anything, but I have to do some kind of act, then there's no reason to have a habamina that you should be allowed to do it in your heart. Because.
You're asking a question about the halacha maisa.
Right.
Right. So you have to ignore everything you know up until you have to be open to the possibility that Rabbi Chanina is right, even though you may be sure based upon your external knowledge.
I'm looking at the Alchemist to see is Rabbi Chanina right or is Rabbi Chanina wrong.
Say, but that's reverse engineering it. Rabbi Chanina did not know what the Halakha Alchemist was going to be. It's like the story I told Parshas Vayeshev. I spoke in shul. I started. You remember what I said?
Sometimes you start on shul. No, I do remember you speaking.
I started off with the old story about the old Baba in the shtetl sitting in the balcony in shul Parshas Vayeshev, and the Yosef's going down to the brothers, and she shouts out, "Yossel, don't go down there! Don't you remember what they did to you last year?" You have to a little bit, you know, enter it. You know, one side of your brain one side of your brain is Tosfos, the other side is Rashi. Or in Isaiah Berlin's terms, one side is the fox and one side is the hedgehog. Right? The fox and the hedgehog? The fox knows many things. The hedgehog only needs to know one thing.
How do I avoid
the fox? Right? Tosfos is the fox. Tosfos is everywhere. Tosfos is, he's got all the balls in the air. He's trying to correlate this Gemara with every, in light of every other Gemara. Rashi, by and large, is concerned with what's happening on this line of the Gemara. Right? This is an observation made by Professor Chaim Soloveitchik about the fox and the hedgehog and Rashi and Tosfos. So it's true that you know other things, but Rabbi Chanina knew what Rabbi Chanina believed to be the truth. So we have to understand Rabbi Chanina on his own terms. So Ashkechan, you see we're 1, 2, 3, 7 lines down. Ashkechan, we've seen Chomer behekem behefer, behefer behekem manala. In what way is hafara more stringent than hakama? What? Oh, so Omer Biyochanan Nishalin ala hekim ve'ein nishalin ala hefer. If the husband is making and realizes he's made a mistake, he can go and get like the equivalent of Hatarat Nedarim. Right? In all Nedarim, there's always a way out called Hatarat Nedarim. But if he was Mefesh, she takes a Neder, I'm going to go on a low-fat diet and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to get back to how much I weighed at our wedding.
Why would anyone be Mefesh?
So he is very fair.
What's the matter with him?
He thinks, well, you know, if she goes on a diet, she's in the stomach, she's going to want me to be on a diet also.
She's going to be agitated. She's going to be upset. She's going to be tired. She's not.
And then he's made fair. And then he starts thinking, she was, you know, when we got married, she. So he regrets the hafara. He's stuck. He can tell her, honey, remember that neder you made that I was made fair? We thought, why don't you make the neder again? But she could say, no, you were right. You were right, dear. I'm better now, 70 pounds heavier.
That's the ice cream.
Right. So, Amar B'yochanan, Nishalin ala hekim, Ve'en Nishalin ala hefer? Motiv? Oh, you know what? That's where we're going to stop. Yeah, and we'll finish this next week.